This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1309. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded March 22nd, many new A06 schedules. Gabon confirmed jamming Libyan clandestine. Madagascar World Radio. Attention Somali pirates. New English hour from Pakistan. Chinese jamming victim identified. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. As we predicted last week, the antenna towers of Radio Liberty at Playa de Pals, Spain, have been demolished on March 22nd. Thanks to Dario Monfrini for quickly forwarding a story about this. In Catalan by Roca Oler, Enric, it says there were 20 explosions which brought down the 13 antenna towers as scheduled at 1500 UT March 22nd. Of course, the station had been off the air for the last few years, and he refers us to a virtual museum of the installation, www.radioliberty.org. On Sunday, March 26th, the A06 shortwave broadcasting season begins. That's the same day that daylight shifting time goes into effect in Europe, but a week before it does in North America. Most of the schedules remain in effect until the last Sunday in October, although some stations make some interim changes before then. Remember, I always give times in universal, so you need to know how your local time relates to UT, both before and after the daylight shifting time change, if there is one where you live. This is especially important during the week of confusion from the last Sunday in March to the first Sunday in April, while we in North America have not yet made the shift. Think in terms of UT, and you'll be less confused. John Norfolk found the Radio Netherlands A06 schedule. Here are some of the English broadcasts. The morning hour to North America at 11 UT will be on 11675. The South Asian service from 14 to 16, which Will Martin and I like to hear if we can pull it in the mornings, on 11835 and 9890. I think one or both of those are from Madagascar, although I've also checked the U.S. shortwave schedules, and each of those will be 5 kilohertz from an American station, so we may not be able to hear Radio Netherlands clearly during that time. The hour to Africa at 18 on 11655, and from 19 to 21 on 17810, 11655, 7120. Some of those are Bonaire, some of those are Madagascar, I think. And on weekends only, the same 2 hours, 19 to 21 UT to North America, via Sackville and Bonaire, 15315, 17735, and 17660. As for the evening broadcast to North America, all of them will be on 9845 at midnight, 01 and 04. More Bonaire relays for English to New Zealand and Australia at 06 and 07 on 9700. Via Alokesh Gupta, we have Deutsche Welle's new schedule for all broadcasts. And for the English hours, I'm going to pick out a few of the frequencies which experience shows may be audible in North America, although DW has abandoned us and no longer broadcasts in English to North America intentionally. Many of these are from Rwanda or from Germany itself or Portugal. At 23 UT, try 9890. At midnight, 9695, 9825. At 04, 7225, 9630. At 05, 9630 and 9700. And maybe 15410 from Madagascar. At 06, 7170. At 16, 17595. At 19, 13780. And 15620. At 20, 11795, 13780, and 15205. At 21, 9440. And these two were probably best, 11865 and 15205. In case you didn't catch it on special WBCQ broadcast last weekend, Bob Zanotti tells us that the latest edition of his Switzerland in Sound is a report from the winter SWL Fest. It's available indefinitely via his website, www.switzerlandinsound.com. Via Wolfgang Büschel, we have a schedule of relays via Sackville of other stations, including ones of particular interest to us. Austrian Radio at 15 to 16 UT, mixing English and German, in the new season is on 13775. And although you may not find it on Radio Prague's own schedule, the single relay in English via Canada is apparently continuing at 04 UT on 6100. Many thanks to Alakesh Gupta in India, who provides a great many new season schedules every season, including Radio Ukraine International, the English hours, move 1 hour earlier, as they do on many but not all stations, and change frequencies, some of them anyway. The A06 ones are at 21 UT on 7490, at midnight in 03 to North America on 7440, and at 11 UT on 15675. DX Mix from Radio Bulgaria provides their own new schedule. As always, frequencies ending in 00, so I'll give them in megahertz, the entire English schedule. To Western Europe at 0630 to 7 on 9.5 and 11.5, 1130 to 12 on 11.7 and 15.7, 1730 to 18 on 9.5 and 11.5, and 21 to 22 on 5.8 and 7.5. And to North America at 23 and at 02, both on 9.7 and 11.7 megahertz. Via Manuel Mendez in Spain and Jean-Michel Aubier in France, we have the A06 schedule for West Africa Democracy Radio, originating in Senegal and serving several West African countries. 07 to 11 UT, all on 17875, I assume still alternating hours in English and French, and presumably still transmitted from the UK. Bjorn Fransson in Sweden received news from Radio Free Southern Cameroons that their broadcast, starting March 26, would remain on Sundays at 18 UT. They weren't quite sure of the frequency. Fortunately, we have that info via Wolfgang Büschel checking the registrations. The new frequency will be 15695. RFSC also hopes to add another broadcast, so they will not be on only once a week. That one, by the way, is via Armavir, Russia. Thanks to a slip-up, we now have confirmation of something we have long suspected. Bernie O'Shea in Ottawa, Ontario, caught the slip-up and reported to DX Listening Digest that at 1445 UT, March 21st, he checked 17630 for Africa Numero 1 in Gabon, and for the Wandering African Music Jammer against Saud al-Amal, the Libyan clandestine. On that occasion, it was on 17685. And he found that both frequencies were in parallel with the same music. To be sure, he had two radios on side by side. This continued to 1503 when there was silence, and 17630 went into French and normal programming, while 17685 continued until 1530 with the usual music. So this leaves no doubt that the music, the African music on the jammer, is transmitted from Gabon. Eric Kuya in Denmark says, extremely interesting. This also leaves a couple of questions. Who pays for this jamming and why does Gabon agree? I reply, I doubt that Gabon cares or even knows, as the facility is essentially a French entity. So ask why France agrees. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica supposes, it's just because someone is paying for the transmitter time. Business is business, after all. Noel Green in England says, I agree, it's a business deal and not a political one, but obviously someone has been coordinating the jamming. Could be the French Foreign Affairs Minister or the head of French intelligence might know something about it. I found a Madagascar update on the webpage of World Christian Broadcasting, which is worldchristian.org. Kevin Chambers built a tower in Alaska for KNLS, and now he's doing that for Madagascar World Radio, as their station will be known off the east coast of Africa. currently visiting Madagascar. The objective is to begin construction for the new facility and turn responsibility over to Malagasy employees. Security is a major priority, and numerous security personnel have been hired, and a fence is being built. Headed for Madagascar from Houston is a barge with three containers containing steel for the building's frames to reinforce concrete and drywall. There will be diesel generators to power four transmitters and four towers and antennas. The antennas will be curtains. The container referred to as the second one, and another one left late last year, and a third one was due to go to Madagascar shortly with more materials to build the station. It's referred to by two different names on the same page, so we're not sure which will stick, Madagascar World Radio or Madagascar World Voice. Via Eric Zhou in China, we have a number of African clandestines from the TDP website, which does not go into such details as transmitter sites, but Wolfgang Büschel has researched those, and here are some of the new A06 schedules. Several for Ethiopia or Eritrea. Daily at 15 to 16 is Tensai Ethiopia Voice of Unity on 15660 via Armavir or Krasnodar, Russia. Two stations share the 16 to 17 hour on 15260. Voice of Liberty Eritrea on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, and Voice of Eritrea on Thursdays. That's via Samara, Russia. Four Ethiopian clandestines share the 17 UT hour on 12120. Radio Voice of Oromo Liberation on Monday and Thursday. It's only half an hour. The rest are the full hour. Voice of Ethiopian People on Tuesday and Saturday. Dejen Radio on Wednesday. And Radio Voice of ENUF on Friday and Sunday. Transmitter site for this, Samara, Russia. And two more on 12130, daily except Friday at 17:30 to 18. It's Radio Horyal in Somali. And on Sundays only at 18 to 19, Voice of Delina. This frequency comes from Armavir, also known as Krasnodar, Russia. I've heard Sudan Radio Service announcing its new schedule well in advance, 03 to 05 UT on 11805, 05 to 06, 15325. 15 to 17, 17660. Now the final hour, which they've been running so far at 17 to 18, is unaccounted for. I assume the English segments will remain for half an hour to half a sesquihour at 03 and at 15. Wolfgang Büschel says the first one is coming from Skelton, UK, and the other two from Wooferton. Oh yes, these are Monday through Friday only. There's another related service, apparently, called the Southern Interactive Radio Instruction, or SSIRI, for Sudan, now confirmed as on the air by Jari Savolainen in Finland, at 0630 UT on 17660, going off at 0700. They had a program in English called Learning Village. And they replied to him quickly by email, saying they're based in Nairobi, but transmitted via the UK. Attention pirates off the Somali coast. Please tune to 6844 upper sideband in order to be threatened by coalition forces. It's apparently the same operation based in Bahrain, which has been heard for some time, presumably via ships in the Persian Gulf, but these must be a bit further afield. Harold Froge in Michigan reported to the mayor tip sheet hearing this on March 16th until sign-off at 2313 UT. They were alternating English and some other language, perhaps Somali, saying the coalition forces are working with criminals. We will find you. It's only a matter of time. Jari Savolainen says their previously reported frequency was 9223. Then 6844 upper was also heard by Steve Lahren, Michigan, as early as 2244 until 2310. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigahertz, and not applicable, this is World Radio number 1309 from P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our monthly Spanish DX report, Mundo Radial, for March and April is now available at worldofradio.com, as well as much more information, such as the listing of DX, SWL, and media programs, updated at least once a week by John Norfolk. The current edition takes into account upcoming A06 schedule changes. Remember, our World of Radio times on WWCR and WBCQ shift 1 UT hour earlier from the first Sunday in April. I believe the frequencies will remain the same. We'll provide exact details probably next week. However, on WRMI, Jeff White tells me that due to other scheduling factors, there will not be a one-hour shift for our broadcasts on 9955, and a third one has been added. The times now and presumably continuing will be UT Saturday at 0600, UT Sunday at 0530, and UT Monday at 0500. Fourth broadcast has been Saturdays at 1330 on 7385. Not sure yet whether that one will shift. By the way, WRMI remains carrying WRN, contrary to what we said last week, not on 9955, but Monday through Friday at 13 to 16 on 7385. Our thanks this week for Vernal Equinox financial support go to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina. Via Donny Rosenzweig, here's Israel Radio's A06 schedule for English broadcasts. 0330 to 345 UT on 7530 and 9345, and to Australia 17600. 0930 to 945 to Europe 15760 and 13680. 1730 to 1745 to North America and Europe 9345, 13675 and 11590. And finally, 19 to 1925 to America and Europe on 11590 and 9400. Also to South Africa on 15640. However, note that Israel does not make its time shift on March 26th or on April 2nd, but instead on March 31st. So the times I just gave will be 1 UT hour later until then. Furthermore, on May 1st, the 0330 broadcast will replace two of its frequencies, 7 and 9 replaced by 13720 and 11590. From the Associated Press of Pakistan via BBC Monitoring and Media Network, some surprising news, Radio Pakistan, PBC, has added a one-hour English broadcast to Western Europe. They say to keep Pakistanis there apprised about government policies and promote the soft image among the Comity of Nations. It's at 0730 to 830 UT on 15100 and 17835. And those are the same frequencies which have been carrying an Urdu broadcast starting with 5 minutes of English news at 08. But now it's an entire hour of English at 0730. And confirmed for us by Jukka Kinkamo in Finland on March 20th, he heard the final half hour anyway. He says it was loud and clear, but the usual rather poor modulation. Still with news on the hour and some other features, some of them about the earthquake last year. Via Alokesh Gupta, the English half hours from Voice of Mongolia on the usual frequencies will be at 15 and 20 UT on 12015 and at 10 on 12085. Now, the first two are supposedly 50 kilowatts, beamed 315 degrees, while the one at 1000 is 250 kilowatts, beamed 178 degrees. We've previously reported China National Radio 1 and Firedrake jamming an out-of-band frequency, 18160, as well as 17310. But we didn't have any info on what was being jammed. But now we know. Shigenori Aoki of Nagoya DX of Circle in Japan tells Wolfgang Büschel and me, Sound of Hope International, that rather new Falun Dafa clandestine, is the subject of the jamming. They've been using 18160 all the way from 23 until 13 UT from a site in Taiwan. However, on March 18th, they had moved to 17350, where I expect all we'll hear once again is the Chicom jamming. A further change, according to Shigenori on March 21st, 18180 was heard at midnight 15. The jamming, that is, we're not positive if Sound of Hope is there too, at least that is slightly outside the so-called 17-meter hamband. Aren't there enough broadcasts into North Korea? Apparently not. Via media network, the South Korean newspaper Chungang Ilbo reported that the U.S. State Department will provide a mega dollar to the National Endowment for Democracy, which will support North Korean human rights organizations and fund broadcasting services for North Korea. You may recall that NED has also been linked indirectly, at least, to funding Cuban clandestine Radio Republica, about which more shortly. Things are getting back to normal now, but during Cyclone Larry, Radio Australia was relaying the Far North Queensland service of the ABC because a number of their local transmitters had been blown off the air. Wade Smith in New Brunswick quickly told us about the schedule, which was 21 to 09 UT on 11650 and 09 to 21 on 6020. So be alert for such specials on short notice when the next cyclone hits Australia. Ron Howard in California says at times 6020 was also relaying ABC Brisbane. Here's the new A06 schedule of Radio New Zealand International from their website. I'll just give the start time of each. It takes about a minute to change frequencies. At 05 on 9615, 0706 on 9885, with an antenna change at 1059. At 1300, 7145. With another antenna change on the same frequency at 1651. Then at 1851, 9630. At 1951, 11725. And all the way from 2045 to 0600, shouldn't that be 0500? 17675. By the way, this schedule is not the same as some other versions we've seen. Via Alan Rowe, here are the English broadcasts of Radio Canada International via the Sackville site, and thus audible in North America and, in many cases, also in Europe and elsewhere. Again, the times as of DST going into effect April 2nd, 13 to 16 on 9515, 13655, and 17800. At 18 UT, there is no longer any Sackville frequency for the hour to Africa. At 2000 to Europe, 15325. From 20 to 22 to North America, 17765. 22 to 2230, 6100. Midnight to 02, 9755. And 01 to 02, 13710. The 2000 broadcast to Europe is also on 5850 via Sweden, 7235 from UK, and 11765 from Germany. From the Montreal Gazette via Ricky Leong, we're happy to see that CKUT, Radio McGill in Montreal, did get a vote of confidence from the students there, and its funding will continue. We have the new VOA A06 schedule, showing fewer frequencies as expected, but still quite a few English broadcasts, at least for another 7 months, and some shifts in program times. Notably, Talk to America, which has been at 1605 UT, moves 2 hours earlier, Monday through Friday, after 1400. However, only three shortwave frequencies are scheduled then, and they're all for Asia and the Pacific, 7125, 9760, and 15185. Another significant change, Music Time in Africa moves to a one-hour block on Sundays at 20 UT and repeated the following Saturday. At the same time, as Scott Walker heard them announce, quite a few frequencies remain for that, including 15580, 15445, 15410, 11975, 7405, and 4930. Via Alokesh Gupta, United Nations Radios, only 15-minute English news broadcast for Africa at 1730 UT, weekdays, until 1745, will be on 7150 via South Africa, 17810 Ascension, and 15495 Skelton, UK. Jeff White tells us that the WRMI broadcast of Radio Republica on 9955 from April 2nd will be Monday through Friday at 09 to 14 and 16 to 21, Saturday and Sunday at 08 to 10, and Sunday and UT Monday at 02 to 05. Furthermore, the relay via T-Systems in Germany of Radio Republica will be at 23 to 04 UT, Monday through Friday into Saturday UT, on new 5910. That's both before and after April 2nd. I pointed out to Jeff that this may draw some complaints from Colombia para Cristo, which is currently inactive on 5910. Dave Koenig in the UK of intervalsignals.net has been hearing via the DX tuner in Caracas, an interesting FM station on 101.9, calling itself Radio Zamora Libre. I suspect it's one of those low-power community stations President Chavez has set up to counter the corporate media. We're not sure if Zamora is spelled with an S or a Z. Also, Dave Koenig told Media Network that the Venezuelan Armed Forces had started live streaming. It's La Voz de la FAN, which stands for Fuerza Armada Nacional, via its website www.mindefensa.gov.ve. The station is called Tiuna FM, T-I-U-N-A. It's on 106.1. Those with unanswered DX reports to Radio Ijimani in Bolivia, currently inactive on shortwave, owe a debt of thanks to Rogildo Aragon, who visited the station recently and helped get some QSLs in the mail. Nicolás Serramo in Argentina follows up on that new Bolivian, Radio La Voz del Campesino, Sipe Sipe, on 5680.7. He says the sign-on varies from 0945 to 0950, and they sign off without any announcement anytime between 2200 and 2240. Also, he found the widely variable Radio Virgen del Remedio, presumably in Bolivia, ranging from 5,000 kilohertz down to 4996.42 around 0130, relaying Radio Católica Mundial. Here's some food for thought and worthy of emulation from Jim Ronda in Oklahoma in the Nassau Flash Sheet. He says, I've spent a good deal of my DX time the past few days doing simple logs of mainstream broadcasters and then writing friendly letters thanking them for staying on the air and not cutting back on transmission time. I've realized all over again what good balanced coverage of world news comes from stations like Radio Netherlands, Radio Prague, and Deutsche Welle. I don't want them to vanish. I loved hearing Oman for the first time this week, but I enjoyed almost as much the comprehensive, thoughtful treatment of the death of Slobodan Milosevic from Radio Netherlands. Not everyone agrees with the widely publicized recent prediction that the next solar cycle will be one of the highest ever. Tom Jella, retired meteorologist and space plasma physicist, says the prediction is utter nonsense. It appears that cycle 24 will be the smallest, not the largest, in many cycles. We are currently in a multi-decadal oscillation that features even smaller sunspot cycles. If you're along the line of totality or close to it for the solar eclipse March 29th, you might want to see if there's some unusual radio propagation, as nighttime conditions might come back briefly in the daytime. The path runs from South America across Northern Africa into the Middle East, from 0840 UT to 1145, peaking at 1011. Otherwise, the propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 21st, solar activity very low to low, geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3, March 24th, 25th, April 6th and 7th, and then up to 25 and 5, April 15th, down to 5 and 2, March 28th to April 2nd. Solar flux dipping to 75, March 26th to April 8th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1309.